This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan is worsening and funding for emergency aid is urgently needed to help 20 million people there, the UN refugee agency UNHCR said on Tuesday. A month since the UN-led appeal for solidarity for the people of Afghanistan, the UN refugee agency said that only around 35% of the funds it needed had been received. The development follows a call from UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Monday to the international community to inject cash into Afghanistan's crumbling economy to prevent its collapse, for which not only they but all the world will pay a heavy price. Speaking from Kabul, UNHCR spokesperson Babar Baloch said that economic collapse had to be avoided at all costs, particularly as temperatures were now plunging at night with the approach of winter.
So resources are really needed to reach more and more Afghans. I mean, when we talk about half of the population relying on humanitarian assistance here, 20 million, that number is rising day by day. We need those resources as immediately as possible.
The UNHCR spokesperson said that the agency was trying to establish a logistics hub in neighbouring Uzbekistan to distribute aid to the country's many hundreds of thousands of internally displaced. Three airlifts of urgently needed relief items are planned to Termez in Uzbekistan in coming days. These will then be trucked through the Haratan border point into Mazar-i-Sharif. To Libya now, where migrants and asylum seekers have been facing increasingly heavy-handed treatment from targeted security operations that have resulted in at least one death and a steep increase in detentions. In an alert on Tuesday, the UN Rights Office, OHCHR, said that vulnerable people on the move in the North African nation experience myriad daily violations and abuses at the hands of both state and non-state actors. These include expulsions of individuals to countries in sub-Saharan Africa without due process, OHCHR spokesperson Marta Hurtado said, in violation of the principle of non-refoulement.
On one hand, as some part of the government saying, they are doing these raids and these operations just to tackle crime. In this case, what we are saying, if you want to tackle crime, try to go against the traffickers. Don't go and pick up the migrants and detain the migrants that are quite often the victims of these traffickers.
Ms. Hurtado expressed concern at a number of major incidents in which migrants and asylum seekers had been targeted since the beginning of October. These included the 1st of October raid by Ministry of Interior personnel on an informal settlement in Gergeresh, which is about 12 kilometres west of Tripoli. Women, children and men were arrested and handcuffed, including some individuals who were reportedly registered with UNHCR. Security forces used unnecessary and disproportionate force to detain them, including shooting and beating those who resisted or tried to escape, Ms. Hurtado said. A nature-based solution to climate change now, thanks to a UN initiative to restore degraded forest in Europe. Led by the UN Economic Commission for Europe, UNECE, the plan involves 14 countries in the east and southeast of the continent, from Albania to Ukraine. They've committed to reinstating more than 4 million hectares of land by 2030 under the Global Bond Challenge, UNECE said on Tuesday. This is on top of the 2.5 billion hectare restoration pledge made in 2018, the UN body said. It explained that the advantages of the scheme, in addition to tackling climate change, included helping to eliminate poverty, providing food and livelihoods, and restoring biodiversity and ecosystems. Every dollar spent will create a return of $9, UNEC added, citing the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Engaging with communities while integrating landscape restoration into national strategies will be essential to building more resilience and aligning national, regional and international forest restoration and planting efforts, UNECE said in a statement. Daniel Johnson, UN News.